What about the issue of central larger lesions, even if they are adenocarcinomas?
One of the big questions that remains is it squamous cell or is it central tumors? And the group led by Dave Johnson from Vanderbilt were the senior authors on the phase 2 trial of carboplatin, Taxol, and Avastin. And that's the trial that showed that there was a prolonged disease-free survival in the group that received Avastin. But it was also the trial that suggested for the first time that there may be worrisome hemoptysis that could be life-threatening and quite severe in this group. In fact, 4 of the 6 people who developed massive hemoptysis died in that phase 2 trial. When they went back and looked, they found the single biggest identified risk factor was having squamous cell. Well, squamous cells tend to be central. The big question I have, and I think a lot of us have at this point, is should we exclude all squamous cells or should we exclude all central tumors? As of now, the data we have from ECOG 4599 is that it's squamous cells. But I would suspect if you had a patient who had a distal squamous cell, which are unusual, I bet it's probably okay to treat that person, even though I wouldn't do it without any additional data. But, you know, I think I do worry about central adenocarcinomas. And we have a lot of patients who have adenocarcinomas that are either spread to hilar or mediastinal nodes that might be enwrapping themselves around an airway or invading an airway. This will be an interesting group to look at. I wonder if we might think about strategies such as radiating these patients, maybe giving radiation first to central tumors, then doing a bronchoscopy to make sure there's nothing bleeding, and then treat those patients with Avastin-containing chemotherapy. That might be a strategy that will work down the road. But I think your question is well taken, because I don't think right now anyone can be dogmatic and tell you that it's truly established that it's squamous versus this concept of central tumors that should be concerning.